Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. If you want to learn a language or you teach a language, you've come to the right place. Join Janina each week for tips, resources, and advice for making engaging language learning happen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. We're talking about language learning during the summer. And the summer where maybe we're not going abroad as we had planned. So I wanted to share with you some hacks to learn languages anywhere. As I've shared with you, I have really missed traveling. I've really missed going abroad to learn languages. And this summer is no different. I'm traveling some, but really it's out of necessity. It's not for, I'm not spending the 5 weeks in Italy I wanted to do last year. And that's fine. You know, there are alternate ways to learn languages during the summer when you can't travel. And the upside of that is that you can save a lot of money, which is great. And I'm just going to share with you a few great apps to learn languages this summer on your phone and enjoying yourself at the same time. So my number one app right now, anytime that I'm in the A or B level, novice or intermediate, is Pimsleur. And I've talked about it. I think the app came out maybe a year ago or a year or two ago, and I couldn't be more thrilled. It's not cheap. I think it's $19 a month, but for me it's worth it because it's highly effective and I use it a lot. And right now I'm reviewing my Japanese. I lived in Japan for 5 years. I was never a super strong speaker. I never became an intermediate level speaker. I never moved into that B level despite living there for a long time. I lived in a very non-Japanese environment and I was teaching Spanish all day. So for me, I used to practice my Japanese, listen to my Japanese in the car. And I had very few opportunities to actually use it when I was out and about. And because I wasn't out and about in the city, I was at work, home, work, home, work, home. And it was those weekends when I could go around and practice my Japanese. And they never really became strong. My life just really wasn't good. I had to really seek out those opportunities to interact with native speakers despite living in Japan. They would be really short interactions. With that said, Pimsleur really worked. Pimsleur's amazing. Pimsleur's a half an hour. And right now I'm reviewing my Japanese and I'm determined to get out of the intermediate level. I may aim for B2. I'm not really sure. Exactly how far I'll go with it. I don't think that I'm going to go super far with Japanese, and in part because to really, really advance in a language, you really do need to do a lot of reading to really get up to those upper levels. And during my time in Japan, I learned that just to be able to read the shimbun, the newspaper, because they have four different writing systems that, I mean, it was, you know, you had to have a very high level of education just to be able to do that. Where in the United States, most newspapers are written to a fourth grade level because they're meant to be accessible to everybody. So I really don't see myself with all of my commitments really investing the time to really move forward in Japanese. I will be very happy to advance through to B1, a high B1, a low B2. I think I'll be really happy and I'll keep you updated on all of that. My next app is anything that you use to listen to podcasts. So I love Spotify and I love Apple Music. And I'm going to link to some podcasts I had researched to learn different languages. I tend to talk a lot about my languages the ones that I've studied, so I could be a little bit more informed about what I share with you. But oftentimes I find that these resources, you know, will lead, you know, as you're searching for these things, you'll start getting more suggestions for other ones, or, you know, other languages. It'll these tools will know what you're looking for. So we will serve you good suggestions. Skype or anything that allows you to connect, and, you know, FaceTime, Google Hangouts. I would also say, actually, Google Hangouts is gone, isn't it? So any way that you can connect, I think if you have Gmail, you can have a Google Meet. And ideally record. I have an app that records my Skype calls. And this is to be able to get on iTalki. And last summer, instead of going to Italy, I had to stay home. And I did 5 weeks of iTalki. And I had two amazing tutors, and I studied 4 or 5 days a week for half an hour. I did my Italian lesson. It really helped my confidence, and I'm going to link below to one of my lessons from last July when I was finishing up my Italian for the summer. And just so you can see how it works, as you see, she's doing more of the talking, which is great because I'm learning a lot from her, but I'm also responding. So you can do that too. And if you're just an absolute beginner, you can do it on Skype. I think that I recorded this maybe on Skype, but any of these tools that allow you to basically video conference and record will work. Absolutely. And my community tutors were amazing. I learned so much Italian. I truly enjoyed it. Obviously, I wasn't walking around Milan or Rome or Sicily, you know, doing these things that I had envisioned, really being confident. But my Italian improved, and it improved quickly. And I really credit the patience of these teachers and iTalki for connecting me with them. So there's, I think iTalki has an app, but regardless, I use other apps, video conferencing, to be able to talk to people. I want to talk about also voice memos or anything that you can record yourself. Now, that really fast way to accelerate your progress is to do something akin to what you're seeing me do on iTalki, if you watch the video, right? Talking to a native speaker. I'm using my limited Italian, and she's giving me a lot of input back, right? And I'm getting to keep that. That's advancing my skills. I'm responding to her. It's all very natural. That's the way to make fast progress. You can do things like, you know, not just in that context. Another way to really accelerate your progress is to document yourself. So as you can see, documenting your lessons, recording them is a great way, but using voice memos. And I think that regularly recording yourself, as awkward as this will feel at first, is really powerful. And I love doing this. I think teachers, this is a great idea too. So documenting, you know, getting people comfortable with talking and then recording themselves to where get to the point where they're not self-conscious at all about what they're saying or about it, that it being recording. When they get to where they don't care, that's exactly where you want them to be, because then they'll just start talking. They're not going to be self-conscious. You know, nothing terrible happened when they recorded themselves. And you know, if you have any reservations about listening to yourself, don't worry, because you don't even have to listen to yourself. Listen to yourself in a year and think, wow, I made some amazing progress. But it's really great that it gets you the actual, if you say, okay, I'm going to record myself for 5 minutes about a certain topic, maybe bullet point out what you're going to talk about. I like to do that when I'm absolute beginner. I take my phrase books, I take my task notebooks that I've made, and I write it out. I practice dialogues. And then as I don't need those tools anymore, I use a fluency talk. I just talk, and try to my best to express myself for a certain amount of time. And it really works. So whatever voice app you want to do, will really help. You can also write these out in an old-fashioned notebook. That works too. But I find it kind of tedious at times, you know, to write for long periods of time. I find it a lot easier to speak, though I do like the writing as well. But I don't do it as frequently as I speak. So I'm going to leave you those podcast resources and links to some of those apps. So again, with Simple Phone, you can make so much progress. What are you going to do over the next 5 weeks for language learning? Let me know. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the 5 Week Linguist Show with Janina Klimas. Join us each week here and visit us at reallifelanguage.com/reallifelanguageblog for more resources for learning and teaching languages.